Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast.
Hello, this is the Mixtape Theology Podcast, and I am Dr. Ashley Mofield, your host. Here at Mixtape Theology, we like to look at our favorite 90s contemporary Christian music, dig into the lyrics of the songs, look at the theology, and reminisce on some of our favorites, as well as reflect on the culture, the nostalgia, think about what we were doing back in the day, what we did wrong, what we wish we could go back and do again. I'm glad you're here listening today. For today's podcast, I want to do something a little different that I don't believe we've ever done before, and I want to look at one of my favorite contemporary Christian albums from the 90s. We've looked at other albums through vlogs and through our social media, big albums like The Great Adventure or DC Talk's Jesus Freak. Today, I want to look at one of the albums that was maybe one of the first most influential contemporary Christian music albums in my own life when I began to get into contemporary Christian music, and that is Susan Ashton's Angels of Mercy. I loved it, and this album came out in 1992, and I was a senior in high school, so I'm giving you a little insight into exactly how old I am, and I wasn't really listening to a lot of contemporary Christian music at that time, and I had a great friend, and she was a Christian. We went to different youth groups, but we would hang out, and she was into contemporary Christian music, and I have so many great memories of going to her house, and she would have a cassette tape and would say, I want you to hear this album, this tape, and we would listen to it, and I remember her, for instance, introducing me to Michael W. Smith's Eye to Eye, I think still one of his greatest albums from 1988, and great songs like Hand of Providence, Secret Ambition, I Hear Alicia, The Crystal Throne, and of course, Pray for Me. And I remember listening to that cassette like, oh man, I like this. Well, I remember her playing for me Susan Ashton's Angels of Mercy. And we were listening to that album, and it caught my attention. The instrumentation, the lyrics, the beauty of it, and I was awakened to thinking about Christian ideas in music, maybe in a way that I had never before. And so began to wear that album out from that time on. Now, I want to tell you, if you haven't listened to Susan Ashton albums in a long time, her vocals are incredible. It's easy to forget just the talent that she is. I mean, the woman can sing. I mean, she sounds like an angel. That's the title of the album, Angels of Mercy. Has nothing to do with her singing, but wow, she sounds phenomenal. And I love the instrumentation. And if you go back and listen to the album, there, it's going to sound maybe a little old school to some of you. There is steel guitar. There's a lot of acoustic guitar. There's fiddle. But it's this soothing ambiance paired with her vocals that it just makes me feel good when I listen to it. She had a lot of great albums after this one, a few that I really like. But this was my favorite, and I loved Grand Canyon and the acoustic guitar starting the song off. I love Hearing My Heart, Hunger and Thirst, Walk On By. But today I want to look at two particular songs and look at a couple of theological ideas. Just to remind you of some of the things that Susan Ashton did, you know, there's the great collaboration with Becker and Dente. You might not have known she opened up for Garth Brooks in the mid-90s, collaborated with Alison Krauss. She sang background vocals on Jim Brickman's The Gift, a big song in 1997, and co-wrote with big names like Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, Sheryl Crow, among others. Well, on this album, my two favorite songs were Innocence Lost and Alice in Wonderland. Now, Innocence Lost was written by the great writer, producer, Wayne Kirkpatrick. And I want to just start this off by reading the lyrics. Gone away, the days of wish and wandering, far away like a vision in my mind. The child has grown and left me here alone, looking back to what was left behind. Lullabies and pennies in a wishing well say goodbyes to friends of make-believe. A love so pure, a treasure now buried in the sea of me. And now listen to the chorus, the refrain. I love the word pictures, this writing that it paints in my mind. And really, really when I'm thinking about the music as I'm reading it, it's just beautiful. So listen to this chorus. Milton lost his paradise. Dorothy lost her way. Vincent lost his sanity. Thomas lost his faith. Hoover lost the second time. Sigmund lost his friend. Me, I lost my innocence, and I want it back again. Again, I love the word pictures, thinking about Milton's paradise lost and Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. And of course, Vincent van Gogh essentially going crazy and the biblical Thomas losing his faith at a time, not believing in Jesus and President Hoover losing for the second time. I love the word pictures and how when it's brought with the music and the ambience of the song, I just start thinking about deep ideas. And the deep idea that I think about in this song is the idea of biblical repentance. I want us to understand that repentance is a gift of grace. The very mere fact that we can repent and turn to God when we have lost our way, when we are caught up in our flesh. And of course, even initially at salvation, the idea of repentance is a gift from God. It is an act of grace and mercy. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us and to heal us from all unrighteousness. This incredible gift of repentance, and as I've grown in my understanding of repentance, and I think about really what biblical New Covenant repentance looks like, I really believe it's a change in a mindset from trying, like we're trying really hard to overcome sin or trying really hard to please God. And we turn from that, from trying into trusting in what God can do, resting in the grace of God and letting him empower us. And that's going to lead us to do something, but it's a turn from trying to trusting. Listen to verse 2. A tug of war is going on inside of me, a calloused heart that wants to make a change. While time prevails, fighting tooth and nail, keeping me set in my ways, I can't help but think about Paul where he talks about the battle going on inside of him. You know the passage where he does what he doesn't want to do and he doesn't do what he knows that he should do. We've all been there. We've all struggled. In those times, we can repent and turn from trying to trusting. That's what Paul would commend us to do. Well, the next refrain goes, Marco found the Orient, Geppetto found his boy, thinking about little allusions to Pinocchio there. Lincoln found a unity that Lee could not destroy. And we think about President Lincoln and what happened there in the Civil War. Lindy found the other side. Gershwin found his stage. Me, I found the stubbornness that seems to grow with age. This battle with the flesh, and we get stubborn and numb to the things of God when we begin to choose what we want instead of what he desires. She goes on to sing, as I dream of where I'll go, may I learn from where I've gone and take the memories that I hold in to tomorrow. And so we know there's a better way. We're redeemed in Christ. We're made pure and holy. I've once heard it said that we can be 1,000 steps away from God, but it only takes one step to be back. And then when we're back, we remind ourselves and realize that God had never left if we are one of his redeemed children. We just got to remember who we are. God was there all along. Jesus is our very life. As I was reflecting on this idea, thinking about this podcast, I couldn't help but remember King David's words in Psalm 51. And the background is that David has committed adultery. He has gotten another woman pregnant. He was not where he was supposed to be when kings are off to war. He was up walking around on his rooftop and then found this woman, Bathsheba. And, you know, and first of all, or also, I want to tell you one of my favorite Bible jokes. Do you know what the word Bathsheba is in Hebrew, what her name means? It means she be bathing. But I digress. So here he is, and he goes to bed with her, and there's a child, and then he has a cover-up, and he has her husband murdered, all of these just horrible things. And then in Psalm 51, we have David's prayer of confession and repentance. And in verses 10 through 12, he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." When we have messed up, Jesus is there saying, "Come to me. I want to restore you to the joy of your salvation. I love you. Please be honest and just come to God in repentance and trust." And by his grace, he comes in and you get to stand forgiven and loved. And yes, you can just walk into the future trusting instead of trying, knowing that God's grace is sufficient. Well, that leads to one more song that I want to talk about here, and that's Alice in Wonderland. This is another song. It was written by Wayne Kirkpatrick, co-written by a name some of you will know, Billy Sprague. And I've always loved the word pictures and the beauty of this song with Susan's vocals paired with just the incredible instrumentation. And it's another song about repentance. So let me give you some of the lyrics of Alice in Wonderland. "When Alice has an answer, it's a common rationality. She measures her phrases, tipping the scales of reality. But does she know that it's cold to sing songs to a troubled heart? Though her aim is sincere, she's missing the mark." The chorus goes, "She paints her world in yellow and green, covering over the grays, because life's demands are hard to understand, so Alice stays lost in her wonderland." Now, I want to tell you, this is where in mixtape theology, we think about maybe the way that we understood a song back 25, 30 years ago, and now maybe how we've grown in our understanding of theology, or just in our own mental intelligence and look at something and grown in our own maturity and spirituality and say, "Oh, this is what the song's talking about." I always thought this song was talking about just someone who is literally lost, as in they are not born again. They are not saved. They don't know the reality of salvation in relationship with Jesus. And I think that you can still make the case for that. And we think about Romans 1, and God kind of gives us over to our own likings and our own desires, and so we stay lost in our wonderland, what we desire. But I think when you look in the second verse, we see some insight that there's more to the song than that. I said, "Alice, look around you. People are falling to pieces. Yeah, even the faithful, the ones who still believe in Jesus. But that doesn't mean they've fallen from grace. But in her landscape, their heartache is so out of place." So can we talk of shoes and of ships? Can we talk of cabbages and kings and of learning to live with the mystery of things? I believe that a big part of the meaning of this song is that life is hard. Christianity is hard. living in a fallen world that is corrupted by sin is hard. Being a Christian, it just leads to its own unique brand of sufferings and challenges. But we can quote Paul, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We are going to have anxieties and challenges and struggles, and some of those things will be very mysterious in the divine providence of God. That does not mean that God is not there, and that does not mean that God does not have purpose or will get us through those challenges. So I think as we look at Alice in Wonderland, we need to realize that honesty with God is so important. We don't need to paint over the challenge, the words of the song. She paints her world in yellow and green, covering over the grays. The reality is there are grays. There are demands in our life that are hard to understand. In fact, on this side of heaven, there's some things that we may never understand. And what do we do with those challenges? We give them to God in His mysteries, in divine providence, in all things working together for the good, for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. We can say, 1 Peter 1:5, that I can cast all my cares and anxieties on Him, for He cares for me. And even in those challenges, we got to realize that brokenness leads to fruit as we trust in Jesus. Jesus shared that parable that if a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. You see, brokenness leads to fruit. Brokenness leads to blessings. Ultimately, for us as Christians, and even when someone comes to the initial point of faith, brokenness should lead to surrender and, yes, even repentance. And at surrender and repentance, we find the peace and purpose of God and get to live and rest in His life and love. He doesn't want you to stay lost in your own wonderland of just trying to paint over your struggles, paint over your afflictions and challenges. And you may not ever even understand why things are happening the way they are outside of the big picture that we live in a fallen world. But the truth is that when we submit to Jesus and find the peace of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we get to live in the greatest mystery and greatest wonderland of all, that is life with Christ. Trust in Him today. This has been Dr. Ashley with this Mixtape Theology. Thanks for listening to our podcast today. We love you. We appreciate you listening. And I encourage you to go and listen to these songs wherever you stream music, or maybe you can pull up that old cassette or CD and you've got it laying around somewhere in a drawer and you hadn't listened to it in a while. I would imagine you will be encouraged and inspired as you reflect on these great lyrics. Thanks again. God bless.
The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.